The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, every day across Ireland, there are children and parents who are struggling. But for many families, they can turn to Bernardo's to restore hope and help make each day better. Bernardo's delivers support services including early years education, family support programs, breakfast and after-school clubs to help strengthen families who have been impacted by issues such as poverty, domestic violence, substance abuse and bereavement. This week, News Talk will be visiting Bernardo's centres to share the story of their work and to call on our listeners to help them make a children's spirit bright this Christmas. Our aim here on News Talk is to raise €20,000 for Bernardo's this Christmas, and we're appealing directly to you for your support. To make a life-changing donation, no matter how small, please visit newstalk.com/Bernardo's. And in that context, this evening, it's a pleasure now to welcome on the Hard Shoulder our own News Talk's Barry White. He has been to the Millbrook Child and Family Centre in Talla to find out what services they offer.
My name is Eddie Potts. I'm the bus driver for Bernardo's here in Millbrook. This is where we start to run every morning, myself and two of the family project workers. Development workers leave with me in the bus, and we set out to collect all the little boys and girls and bring them back into the Bernardo Centre.
Pull away, Barry, every morning,
just after 8:30, and that's the start of our day. We go up through all the estates, pick up all the little boys and girls. They love to come out to the bus. They love getting on the bus. They look forward to it. They love the Bernardo's experience.
They love coming here, Eddie, yeah, I'm sure they're...
They absolutely love coming here, because when they come in to the centre here, they're greeted with an amazing team. And for the few hours they're with us in Bernardo's, they're very happy hours.
And it's not just a matter of you picking up the boys and girls. You take them to appointments, you take them to other things like that?
There's other days then when there might be various outings. In the summertime, various projects start, and we bring the children to places like Glenroe Farm in Wicklow, Stonebrook Farm down in County Kildare, over to Airfield in Dundrum, Rathfarnham Castle, Bushy Park, Temple Oak Park, Tymon Park. We bring them on various outings, which they all love.
And I hear you took them on one particularly special outing last week.
Oh yeah, we did, yeah. We brought some of the children and their parents over to the Ryan Tubridy Toy Show, the pre-show, which was on the Thursday night before the big night. And we went in with the children, and what an experience, what an atmosphere. It was just magical. The children were just in awe, and their parents were in awe. And the experience which they had will always last with them.
Are you particularly busy this time of year, coming up to Christmas?
This time of the year is an absolutely amazing time. This time of the year, we're into the season of Christmas. In the last week or two now, with the Christmas trees and the Christmas decorations starting to go up in the housing estates, the children are all getting excited. They're getting on this bus early in the morning. I have the Christmas radio music on. They love the Christmas music. The excitement in their faces is building up. And then they come into the team here in Millbrook and Bernardo's, and they have a really smashing time with the girls. The Christmas time is so special. I love it. I'm the bus driver for Bernardo's. But for me, this is not a job. I love what I do. And at the end of the day, before I came into Bernardo's, I knew Bernardo's was a children's charity, and that's about all I knew. I didn't know what they'd done. I'm 2 years now working, driving the bus for Bernardo's, and I'm in awe of what Bernardo's do. Bernardo's, at the core of Bernardo's, is the children and the families. And that's what Bernardo's is all about, supporting the children and their families.
I'm here now, Eddie, so I'm going to meet Mark Brennan. He's going to show me around, but nice to meet you.
Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you indeed.
Hi Mark.
How are you, Barry? Nice to meet you.
It's a hard enough place to find now.
Yeah, Yeah, it's, we're tucked away down here very discreetly. You know, we're working with a lot of children and families, but we don't necessarily advertise it all around the place because we take confidentiality very seriously.
Okay, so you can show me around and show me what you do here.
Okay, well, welcome to Bernardo's Millbrook. Sorry about the sound, there's a bit of work going on in the background there. We had an unexpected flood in one of our rooms, so the HSE are working on that for us at the moment. Our function here in Bernardo's Millbrook is we provide a targeted preschool service, and we also have family support work as well, and we have a universal parent and toddler group on a Friday. So between the three services, we're linked with about 40 families at any one time, and in our preschool service then we've 21 children. And the parent toddler group caters to a cohort of parents. It's universal, but it would have a slightly targeted element to it as well. And then our family support service would link with a number of separate families as well in relation to their needs.
Okay, there's no children here today, so we can take a walk around. Now, I see the signpost up on the wall here, so it's obviously quite a big building with reception, staff office, Twiggles room, Henrietta's hideaway, Duke's den, staff room and kitchen, and Daphne's loft. So it's obviously a big building here.
It is. We're based in a health centre here in this project, and we have operated our services in the back of this building since about 1977. It's one of the oldest Bernardo's projects. So we do have a big enough centre here. It's laid out and it's like a labyrinth almost. It's just the legacy of the building. So we have a signpost up to help children and parents and visitors find their way around the place. We've about probably got about 8 or 9 or 10 rooms here, but the geographical layout is a bit like a labyrinth at times.
And do the children have a particular favourite room in here?
Yeah, so the 21 children in our targeted preschool service, I'm just going to bring you in here to Twiggles room. The 21 children in the preschool service are divided into groups of 7, and each one would have a key worker and a support worker. So I suppose those children would then identify when they start which room is theirs, and I suppose that's the one that they take on. They'd spend most of their time either in that room or in our outside area, or else possibly doing in the reading room or the circle time room as well, or the sensory room.
So just looking around here, there's loads of toys and there's loads of other things for the kids to do here. I suppose what's the sole purpose of the Twiggles room?
Okay, so we have 2 preschool rooms. This one has 14 children in 2 groups of 7, and we have another room which would have a group of 7. The sole purpose, the children have been referred into us because of concern for their development in 2 or more key areas of development. So that could be social development, emotional development, language or literacy, physical development. And we work with those children, we assess their needs when they come in, and then we identify what outcomes we want to achieve, and then we provide the service throughout the year to them, and where necessary to their parents as well, to support their development. So I suppose the core focus of the work here is knowing what the needs of the children are, and then targeting and tailoring our preschool service to meet those needs.
And just out here, there's also quite a big play area. How important is it to have a play area here for the children?
Well, outdoor play is well recognised, obviously, and it promotes so many areas of a child's development. It promotes their physical development, obviously. As you look out here, you can see our little wooden house there with the slide attached to it, and you can see the number of steps on that. That would be a challenge for most preschoolers, but it's there for the children because we have to challenge them and support their development. As I said earlier, a lot of the children who come to us may never have negotiated a set of steps, even 1 or 2.
Yeah, I see. Is it a case that some of them may have never got to play in a slide or play in a climbing frame, and there's a shed here full of bikes? Some of them may have never been on a bike either.
Now, I mean, some of the children come here who've never had those experiences.
Now, it's getting quite cold out there, so it's not, if it is too cold, they can also come inside. There's also an inside play area.
Oh, well, it's our famous inside outside room. I'll bring you in here. Come on in. I suppose it's another thing, really, like poor weather might put off parents or services from letting the children outside. We don't see it that way. If the children want to go outside and it's bad weather, we have a full array of outdoor clothes here, welly boots and rain gear and clothes for mucky play. If they get destroyed out there in the sand area, we have a full range of spare clothes here. But if the children choose to not go outside, we have this inside-outside room here, which is very similar to the outside area, except it's got a roof on it. And they can come in here and they can do all the same activities as outside. And that's why, as well, I suppose from the fundraising point of view, people might wonder, where does the money go? Well, it goes to centres like here. Like, we've got to constantly keep a supply up of art materials, for an example. We've got to keep a constant supply up of spare clothes. We've got to replace all the bikes and trikes and equipment like that. That's where some of the money goes. A centre like ours will receive that money when we need it, and we use it to restock every year.
So someone wants to donate, how do they go about it?
Well, of course, Christmas is a very popular time of the year for donations, but people can donate 12 months of the year. So if people want to donate to Bernardo's, they could ring the landline on 01453 0355, or they could Google any Bernardo Centre. There's Bernardo Centres all over Ireland, and they could literally Google Bernardo's in their locality to see who's there, and they could get in touch with them directly.
And that was News Talk's own Barry White bringing us that report from Millbrook Child and Family Centre in Talla. And just a reminder that here on News Talk, we're aiming to raise this Christmas €20,000 for Bernardo's, and we need your support. To make a life-changing donation, please visit newstalk.com/Bernardo's. Thank you.